For WKY News, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on medicine. Many organizations and community partners have put together health fairs with a variety of themes. Today, we're going to talk about an upcoming fair concerning brain health. We'll have a preview of the 8th annual UK Sanders Brown Center on Aging Mind Matters right after this.
Support for Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine comes from UK Healthcare, home of the Markey Cancer Center, Kentucky's only cancer center designated by the National Cancer Institute, providing the most advanced care for complex cases. More information at markey.uky.edu.
I recently spoke with Dr. Greg Jaika, faculty member in the UK Sanders Brown Center on Aging and a key organizer of the upcoming event.
The Mind Matters Health Fair is something that we've been doing for many years now. I originally came up with the concept after attending a traditional health fair and thinking, boy, that was rather boring, running around and gathering pieces of information. And I began to think about my children. I was driving home in the car and thought about, well, if I take them to a natural history museum, they find this interesting for a short period of time. But if I take them to the children's Explorium with hands-on activities, boy, you can't drag them out of there at the end of the day. Yeah. So the concept for the health fair was an Explorium of brain health for the aging population with hands-on activities that really engage folks. And it's really just taken off in that fashion. So it's unlike any health fair that you've ever attended, and very much like any health fair that you would really want to attend. Overall, we bring in folks from all over campus, other folks from the community. We largely restrict to not-for-profit organizations because this is all about brain health and not generating bills or revenue for for-profit industries. And it turns out that brain health is cheap. It's inexpensive. It requires a little bit of effort, but that's really about it. We take bits and pieces of money where we can find it. The Sanders Brown Foundation helps us foot the bill through generous donors so that we're able to provide these important lessons in brain health in really a fun and exciting environment.
What sort of activities will be going on?
So we have a few new things this year. We always have a series of presentations, and this year we're focusing on brain healthy activities, of course. Physical exercise. Dr. Nathan Johnson here at the university has been doing a lot of work on physical exercise and brain health in the aging population. Nathan will be speaking and telling everybody about his work and what it really means for your own brain health. We have two folks coming in from the College of Art and Visual Sciences, and they'll be talking about engaging activities in terms of creativity and bringing and cultivating that artistic nature that we all have to some degree or another. We usually have a pharmacist there to help people review through their medications, make sure that there aren't things there that shouldn't be there on that list, and if other things need to be there, that those are openly discussed so that you can bring that information back to your physician. We have the physical therapist there looking at gait and balance and exercises for those who may be limited by other physical ailments that they have. This year, we're bringing in a group from the Title I Boxing Club, which is a for-profit, but they have a very unique national program for Parkinson's disease patients where they use boxing moves, not actually hitting anyone, but boxing moves to increase balance and stability. There are always free health screenings for blood pressure checks, cholesterol checks, diabetes checks. So it's a great way to get in and make sure that your body's staying healthy because, of course, the body houses the brain. And we really need a healthy body to have a healthy brain.
And where will this be taking place?
So this takes place at the Fayette County Cooperative Extension Office from 10 until 2 in the afternoon. That covers the lunch hour anyway. Food and refreshments served throughout the day, however, so you don't need to be there for all 4 hours. One can come and tune up their brain and still make it out for the rest of your daily activities.
Do you happen to know off the top of your head, are there any resources people can go to online, or if they just plug in Mind Matters, Sanders Brown, on a search engine, they'll find some more information?
So they will find information that way. Always another way is to hop online to the Sanders Brown website and look for community events. They are always posted, or one can always call the center. We're happy to talk with people one-on-one. There are no automated teleprompters, no push one for this, two for that. You actually get a living person. And that is at 859-323-5550.
And is there anything, Dr. Jack, I've neglected to ask you that you'd like to get out there?
You know, I think one of the things that's really, really important to us is not just the day-in, day-out things we need to do for brain health, but how we battle the diseases of aging. And one that we're most familiar with is Alzheimer's disease. There is a lot of information at the health fair as well on ways to get involved with research today, experimental medicines that are actually have been developed as potential cures for Alzheimer's in people who are still normal for the prevention of future Alzheimer's disease. Many studies funded by the National Institutes on Health, and even if you're not interested in participating in a study yourself, really learning and discovering where are we on the cutting edge of finding that cure for Alzheimer's, I think people will be surprised at how close we really are.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you talking with me today.
Fantastic.
For more information on the conference, which also includes a complimentary lunch prepared by Chef Weta Michael, we've got links on our website at wuky.org. With health news you can use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist at the University of Kentucky. He volunteers his time to bring important medical news to the community. You can hear more of his programs at wuky.org.